EMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. You're running out of time to call 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
We're doing it again because people are having a hard time finding the word.
Really?
But it's there. I called Betsy. She swears it's there.
Yeah, well, then I'm going to go by Betsy then.
Yeah.
It's there. The word is there.
The word is there. We promise you the word is there. We're always,
put on your cheaters.
You know, we're always looking for interesting new eBay Radio guests.
We are. And yes, we are.
Yes, yeah. And if you go to ebayradio.com and click past episodes to get to the eBay Radio archives,
okay,
then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the application. We'll get back to you ASAP. So, Griff, yeah, page what? 18 of the stuff we sent you over.
Oh, I knew you'd reference
cool
it eventually.
Today. It's page 8. Actually, I think the pages are off a little again this morning.
What's it called?
I don't know how that happens.
Page 18?
It's called 8 Inexpensive Tools for Creating Beautiful Product Photos.
On page 17.
Right. You got it.
I hope I agree with some of these.
Okay, I hope you do too. And if you don't, say it.
I will.
This is an article written by Genevieve Twing in eBay for Business. And she says online shoppers buy with their eyes first.
Yeah, they do.
Entice them to close the deal using awesome product shots. Taking awesome pictures isn't everyone's strong suit, she says. And product photography can be expensive, but with millions of resources, both online and off, you can take your images from to magnificent.
Eh.
Here are 8 tools that won't break the bank, but will give your product photos a professional look. So, Griff, do the first one.
Well, the first one is Pixlr, and that's a photo editor that's built into Chrome. And I've used it. It's kind of like Photoshop, only it's cloud-based. You don't download anything.
It's free.
It's free, and it really works well. So if you want to touch up blemishes or maybe apply some filters, this free app is perfect for quick editing.
So
it's also downloadable for use on your smartphone.
So it's P-I-X-L-R.
Yeah.
Pixlr. Okay.
And the second one is an editor. It's a free one as well called PicMonkey, and it has easy-to-use tools that will transform your images. If you want to make advanced edits to your photo, simply upgrade for as low as $2.75 a month. And I've never used it, so I can't tell you whether it's any good or not, but I do like Pixlr. The third one they have is GIMP, and that's a funny word for this. If you're looking for a free advanced photo editor that has similar features to Photoshop, but not as many, then this downloadable program is for you.
And again it's free.
Now, the fourth one is a type of program that I know a lot of sellers use, and if it works, that's great. It's for removing the background.
It doesn't always work.
Well, no, sometimes it doesn't. You're right. But this is a software that can give your photos a seamless look by stripping out the background to make your product shine. Apparently, they do this for you with a 24-hour turnaround, and for only $1.45 an image, they do all the work for you. You just need to upload your photos to their site.
Hmm. Well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next one?
Well, the next one is another site that does this. It's called Clipping Magic. But it lets you do it yourself. If you're a hands-on person, you can remove the background from your images on your own with this little program. You don't have to have any technical skills. And it's only $2.99 a month. And you can upload, fix, and download perfect images in seconds. So it's cloud-based again, but you do all the work yourself. Number 6 recommendation is YouTube tutorials. Why fumble through foreign processes when you have the experienced professionals to hold your hand and lead the way? On YouTube, you can find tutorials on everything from lighting to shooting to positioning your camera to using Zoom. It's just amazing. There's tons of tutorials. I rely on YouTube tutorials all the time for stuff I do.
Me too. Just did one for planting herbs.
Herbs.
Mm-hmm. Herbs, crafts, and gifts. I'm going to plant herbs.
You plant them and you get more.
Right.
Number seven is cell phone tripod. We can use our mobile devices to capture a majority of our pictures, and in fact, many sellers do today. While it's recommended that you use advanced cameras, your mobile phone or tablet can do the trick at a fraction of the cost, but it's important to stabilize your phone and capture clearer photos. And to do this, you'll want to consider purchasing a tripod, which we talk about a lot.
Yes, it's very important. And it does give you a clearer photo, because you're not moving anything.
You're not moving. Right. And even though you may think you're the stillest person in the world, did you know that every time your heart beats, your pulse will move your hand just a fraction?
I believe that.
And that if you click the shutter during that action, that alone is going to give you a blurred photograph. And the eighth and final suggestion is a light box. So controlling light, using a solid background, and capturing beautiful details is easily accomplished with a photography light box. While some can be costly, there are affordable options and instructions online for do-it-yourself light boxes. And if you're going to buy a light box, my recommendation is not to buy those cheap diffused sides where you put these little halogen lights on these tiny little stands. They're rather pathetic on either side. That's not going to give you enough illumination. There are light boxes that are self-illuminating. So the walls of the box are opaque, and the inside has a white background, but all the other walls are like textured foil, and there's a LED panel on the top, and that bounces that light all over the place, so you get very few shadows, very even, strong illumination for your items. So make sure if you're looking for a light box, that's what you get.
Why does it work sometimes and not others, Griff?
What do you mean?
Well, I've got, we bought three light boxes. Now and then we get a fantastic picture.
Right. Every now and
but
then.
But sometimes it doesn't always work.
Well, it depends on your camera settings as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So you still need to, when you've set up everything with your phone or your camera, most of the light boxes have, some of them have dimmers where you can turn the lights up all the way, which I recommend. And then take a test shot. And if it seems a little dark, you need to increase the exposure setting on your phone. So make sure you have the phone's manual nearby so you'll understand exactly how to do it. And it works that way for smartphones as well. You just have to know where to increase the – there's always a setting for increasing exposure so that you can make it lighter.
Boy, smartphones have really changed photography in ways that we never even realized. Remember the old days, Griff? You went out, you had a camera, took pictures, then you took it to the drugstore to get it developed. Yep. Then you went and picked up the photos and you were so excited and you sat down and you looked at all of them and then you put some of them in your album.
Yep.
And that's the way you handled photography back in the day. That's all you did with it.
That's all you did.
Now we take so many pictures. I think we take too many sometimes. I'm not talking about for an eBay seller, but just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, how many pictures do you have on your phone right now, And what are you going to ever do with them? I take hundreds and hundreds of pictures that I'm never going to use.
Yeah, you have to go through them occasionally and delete the ones that you're not going to keep. One of the things about being an artist is knowing of your work, what you keep and what you get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can't keep everything. So you want to get rid of the photographs.
You're so good at photography. When did you start becoming serious about photography in your life?
The first time was when I was 19 or 20, living in Boston. And I traded a musical instrument for a darkroom set up with a camera. And then I went out and started taking pictures and learning how to develop my own film and reading lots of books, including this. There's a very famous set of five books by Ansel Adams for understanding photography. It was very helpful, and I did that for a while. Then I stopped and just did, other stuff. And with the advent of the internet, I picked it up again because I was always snapping some pictures with my 35mm camera.
The internet made it all exciting.
Yeah, it did. And I was always sad because I knew when I saw my first digital camera, I said, uh-oh, this is the end of the film.
I'm in trouble. Oh, that's what you thought. Well, you were right in the sense.
And little did I know that I should have looked at the first cell phones with cameras that were getting really good and thought, uh-oh, this is the end of the point-and-shoot market. So even digital cameras now, the point-and-shoot market has really suffered Because why carry around two devices when your phone does everything a point-and-shoot camera does, if not better sometimes? So, and that we've lived long enough to see the interest in film photography come back.
That's what I was going to mention to you.
So now it's another, it's a niche market that's very popular. And
old ones? Old Are they ones? Still using film?
Yeah, yeah. People, they're still big of film aficionados that are, go on eBay. You'll see film cameras and especially old film if you can find it. This still brings a premium. I had some Fujifilm color instant film that was 4x5 format. So it's for, specialized cameras. And it's old. It was 2008. And, I've kept it in a cool, dry place, but I have no way of testing it. And, I sold three of them for $100 a box.
Wow. So, well, now we've given you a lot of tools and resources to fine tune your images, and most of them were free. Again, if you'd like to read this article, it's in eBay for Business.
And it's true. I would recommend, I would have a ninth one on there.
And what would
that
be?
So I love the idea of the tutorials on YouTube. But, everyone who, if you're not sure that your skills about using your camera when you're taking product photographs are not up to snuff, it may pay to take one or two photography classes to get the basics down. So a lot of people don't understand the basics of photography, and they're not difficult, but they can make a big difference when you're trying to get great photos.
Good tip, Griff. Thank you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Coming up next, today's closing segment of eBay Radio. Don't miss it.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay, and ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's six plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy, too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal Credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 441.
It's time to spring clean your business. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. She has these two quick tips.
Clean off your desk. I'm sure if your desk looks like mine, and I will be very honest, mine is a mess right now. I have inventory on my desk. I have piles of papers that need to be filed. I have things that don't belong even in this room. So start there. Number two is organize your office supplies. How many staplers do you really need? Do you still use those push pins that you bought? Have you moved on to doing different kinds of work? And get them out of your way and keep what you use every day right in front of you.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Well,
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software.
Yes. Are we ready to do some events?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So the first one is tonight, June 5th. The Ohio Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup will take place from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Bit Factory on the fifth floor of the Bounce Innovation Hub in Akron, Ohio. And the topic is An Evening with Brian Burke, eBay's Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelism. You have to RSVP
you
for
have
the
a
event.
Hard time
I have. That word just drives me nuts.
I have a few words. I'm 53 years in radio this year.
So, you know.
And I still have a hard time saying, are you ready for this?
What?
And every radio announcer has to be able to say this word.
What?
Holiday. I have to really think before I say
holiday.
It because my tongue, for some reason, doesn't wrap itself around it. Holiday. I have to say holiday.
Holiday.
Holiday. It just holiday. Doesn't come out. So you have that with evangelism.
Evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelism.
That's which is what it is. Evangelics. They pronounce evangelics, but
angels.
It's evangelism.
Right. They're angels.
Exactly.
So that's the first one. That's tonight.
Then and tomorrow then, night, June 6th. You want to do that one too?
Well, June 6th is the Chicagoland Area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, June 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. And the topic is An Evening with Brian Burke, eBay Directors of, and Community Development and Seller Evangelism. Spaces are limited and you gotta RSVP. So if you find you can't attend, change the RSVP to no so someone else can get on the list.
Central Florida e-commerce group meetup is happening Wednesday, June 6th. That's tomorrow night. 6:45 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Lodge 2441. That's a pub in Deltona, Florida. Topic, optimizing your images for e-commerce. We were just talking about that.
Right.
Presenter is Philip Jackson. Feel free to bring a problem image on a USB stick, and we'll show you how simple changes can be applied to improve it. Dinner is always an Italian menu, $5 to $8 with $1 water or soda plus a full bar.
Wow. Okay.
And the final one.
Final one is June 21st, the Greater New York City Area eBay E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup. Eesh, it's a mouthful. Will take place again June 21st. That's a Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library Columbus Branch Basement Community Room in New York City, New York.
And New York.
It's a wonderful town. The topic is Power Branding for Online Sellers. The presenter will be Petia Bradshaw of the Stylist Group. That's it.
Well, we should mention on that event, too, something that's coming up in July that's pretty important.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Yeah, I know.
At least we know he's listening. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Want to talk about it, Griff?
It's a big event, and it goes from July 24th to the 26th. It's the eBay Seller Conference that we have. Now the third year in a row, or is it the fourth?
It's called eBay Open. This is the third year.
It's eBay Open. It's open to everyone. And, all you have to do to register, and spaces are running out. I don't think there'll be any spaces left in a week or so. ebayopen.com to register for both, reserving your space, but also to get the special deals on the rooms at the Mandalay Bay that, eBay has arranged. So that you can move in for the week and never have to leave, except to go to the Thursday night party at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh, is it going to be at the Brooklyn Bowl?
Yeah, I guess. Was I not supposed to say that?
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Oops, I may have opened the kimono too wide.
Oops.
Let me slam it shut.
Oh, you see too much of me. Ooh.
No, what we had heard before was this.
What did you hear?
First, we heard it's going to be a different venue.
Yeah.
Then we had somebody on the show from eBay who happened to mention, little did he know it was a gem, who said to us, it will be familiar. And when he said it will be a familiar venue, I thought, well, that must mean Brooklyn Bowl. And I asked, and they said, no, 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 it's not Brooklyn Bowl. So you're saying it is. Correct?
Yeah. I might have said that, but I could have been
speaking
out of turn.
Griff isn't sure he said that.
No attention to that bald-headed guy behind the
anything.
Curtain.
Don't say anything. Should right. we take it out of the archives?
Oh, I don't care what you do. Good, leave it in.
Well,
go
you know
ahead,
what? Man. It's a wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place.
How could
place.
You find a better place? The only issue I have is it's not in the building. You have to go to another place, but that's okay.
Yeah, you have to, like, take a taxi. I think you can take the...
I took Uber.
You can take the monorail, I think.
Probably.
I think you can take the monorail.
You know, I'll find all that out.
Well, you know.
We'll figure it out. But it's a... So we have a party on Thursday night at eBay Open. It's a party. And if you were at last year's Oh My God... Well, last year was Bare Naked Ladies. Who's this year, Griff? Since you're opening your kimono, you might as well open it all
no,
the way.
No, no, no. Kimono is closed again, not to open for a while.
Okay.
Kimono stay closed now.
Okay, so who do you have to go tell that you spilled the beans?
No one. Shh. It's our little secret.
Oh, okay.
So we won't have to tell anyone.
No.
Shh.
Listeners, listen to me. We've never asked you to do anything like this in all these years.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody this is going to be in the Brooklyn Bowl. Do not mention Brooklyn Bowl.
Do not.
To anyone.
Do not tell anyone.
No. But if it is Brooklyn Bowl, it's a fantastic place. Bare Naked Ladies were last year, right?
They were.
Who was the first year?
The fully clothed
men.
Men, right, yeah. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister. I don't remember back that far. Amazingly simple eBay's listing software. Join us on Thursday at 11 a.m. for Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to choosing a listing tool, don't take our word for it. Ask other sellers what works best. Chances are they'll say Crazy Lister, because Crazy Lister has more reviews and better reviews than any other listing software. Just Google it. Sellers say there's nothing else like it. It's amazing, intuitive, and super user-friendly, with all the tools you need to make listings faster and easier. Your fellow sellers also know that Crazy Lister keeps up with eBay's changes, and it automatically optimizes listings for mobile devices. As for support, reviewers say they got help within minutes. Best of all, Crazy Lister grows with your business. As one user reported, whether you are a novice or a seasoned eBay seller, you need this tool to take your business to the next level. This is the ultimate application. Try Crazy Lister free for 7 days, no credit card required, at crazylister.com.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's time for the pomp and circumstance to commence. Graduation is one of the year's biggest retail moments and one of your biggest selling opportunities. Graduation gifts can span the gamut of new to thrifted items. So weed through your death piles and pull anything a June grad might enjoy. And graduation isn't just for high school and college anymore. Kids now graduate from kindergarten on. So list items for youngins of all ages. eBay will be marketing around graduation too, so take advantage of the extra traffic they'll be sending your way. Create promotions, then get the word out via social media and your store newsletter.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.